It's Marketplace Tech for November 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Cisco is known for getting all kinds of things connected to the internet. Tomorrow, the company will give us an earnings report. Already this week, the company has also made headlines for making connections in the corporate world. For example, partnering with wireless technology leader Ericsson to make new hardware. Tim Zimmerman at Gartner will be watching the company's earnings report. He says CEO Chuck Robbins is using partnerships to keep Cisco competitive.
I think that this is a big step that Chuck Robbins has taken. He's not looking to try to go and say, let's invent everything. They have cut the cord on some of the things that aren't their core competencies, and they recognize that and are looking at more partnerships for somebody better to provide that solution.
Tim Zimmerman, Research VP at Gartner. If you've ever downloaded an app, you know that accepting app permission requests to give over control of your phone's camera and contacts, etc., is somewhere between confusing and scary. Pew Research has a new report out about our feelings towards app permissions in the Android operating system. Aaron Smith is Associate Director at Pew. Aaron, I know Apple's data can be harder to get. Tell me about why you chose the Android ecosystem.
It's a very open system. So each Android app has a website associated with it, which gave us the ability to scrape all of those different websites. And so what we did is we collected a database of all of the different apps in the Android ecosystem and did an analysis of the permissions that they asked for.
Which categories of apps request the most permissions from users?
So the two types of apps that request the most permissions are communications apps. Communications apps request an average of 9 different permissions, as well as business apps, which request an average of 8.
And what does that tell us about the way these apps work and what kind of data these apps are pulling from our phones?
So we looked at the types of data that apps are pulling from people's phones in two ways, and we divided the world up into two different categories. The first are permissions that only give access to the hardware on people's phones. So these would be things like controlling the vibration on your phone or accessing the camera. The other types of permissions were permissions that could access any type of user information. And what we found was that hardware apps are much more prevalent.
Do we have any clarity on why certain apps really ask so many permissions? I mean, I can speak from the perspective of a user. It makes me a little skittish, I'm not going to lie.
Well, and you're not alone in that regard. So we did some survey work, and what we found was that 90% of apps users said that it's important to know how apps are using their personal information, and 6 in 10 have chosen not to install an app because they were concerned about how much personal information it was asking for. And I think in a broad sense, what this tells us is that for most users, privacy is highly contextual, and a piece of information that you might be very happy to share in the context of one app, you might be very nervous about sharing in the context of a different app, even if the information itself is not any different.
Aaron Smith is Associate Director for Internet Research at Pew. Aaron, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Today is an exciting day for Marketplace Tech, and we think for you too. We've made something. It's a new podcast from Marketplace in partnership with the website Tech Insider, and it's called Codebreaker. The first season of Codebreaker starts today, and we will be bringing you special content from our podcast every week here on Marketplace Tech. Our first season asks one question of a different kind of technology in every episode. The one question, is it evil? Our first episode is all about email. You might not think it's evil, but some people think email is killing our productivity. Dr. Ian Paul at Penn State Hershey Children's Hospital did a kind of unscientific study because he was mad about email.
Well, I was very frustrated about it as a busy pediatrician, getting lots of emails that are not related to my direct job responsibilities has been a source of frustration for many years. Eventually, I decided I was going to do something productive. So I decided to make a little research project just about the amount of email that I was getting that was unsolicited and not related to my direct job role.
So what did you do?
I looked at the emails that were mass disseminated. Then I did some estimates based on how much time those would take to read if people actually read those emails. and tried to figure out how much this would cost the institution just for physician time.
All right, hit me with the math. What are we talking about?
It was on the order of millions of dollars for our institution, which had about 600 physicians. If they spent 30 seconds reading each email, that would cost $1 million. If they spent 90 seconds, it would be $3 million.
Can you give me an example? Can you read one to me?
Stairwell closures. Things telling us that stairwell closures are going to be occurring between 3 and 5 a.m. on next Friday. And then the follow-up email saying, no, the stairwell closure was canceled, and that's going to happen a different date.
So I'm guessing you're an elevator guy.
Well, we get the elevator closing emails as well, so a sign would do.
So it's distracting and it's a problem, but you obviously care about this a lot. This taps your emotion.
Well, people want to do their jobs. I want to do my job, and I don't want things that are going to distract from our real work.
You can hear Codebreakers' entire first season right now, just like your favorite Netflix show. It's available on iTunes or your preferred podcasting app. There's a catch for aspiring bingers, though. You have to unlock each new episode by deciphering the code hidden in the episode you're listening to. If you want to get started, head to the website codebreaker.codes. Check it out. Break the codes with us if you dare. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.